نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والصلاة والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أما بعد for the very little blessing which we are aware for even of the blessing which we are aware we do not ponder and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we should. Almost 90% of the blessings are such that we even are not aware which Allah Azawajal has created and blessed us with. We are taking things for granted, and anyone who is given much blessing, they should know that there is great responsibility on their shoulder as well yet to come. Blessings and loading, being loaded with blessing is a sign that there is going to be a sacrifice as well. The person is expected to sacrifice. As you know now, the days of Eid, Al Adha, are coming, the Eid of sacrificing in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the animals. In Muslim countries, here as well, maybe, But in Muslim countries, people, they buy best kind of animals, goat or sheep or cows, so that they may sacrifice the better and best thing in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some, they buy even months before, and they do the khidmat and they serve them, nurture them, actually, so that they are going to sacrifice. Other lambs and sheep and cows are not looked after as much. These animals are looked after who are going to be sacrificed one day. So the goat or sheep or lamb or cow, whatever animal anyone wants to sacrifice, when they are served better food than others, they are looked after in a better way than other similar animals, they do not know why they are being looked after so well. But the owner who have bought them, he knows that they are being looked after. People decorate them, they put certain colors on them, they do their makeup, they actually wear very good type of robes, and they feed them well. So this is an indication that they are going to be sacrificed. They are going to be expected to actually give their life in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. वो तो जानवर है, भाई बकरे को, गाय है, उसको खुद सोचना चाहिए कि भाई ये मेरी खिदमत क्यों ज्यादा हो रही है, मुझे क्यों ज्यादा ये जो लोग खिदमत कर रहे हैं, खाना वगैरह खिला रहे हैं, अभी कुर्बानी का बकरा बन रहा है उसके इसलिए. Likewise, the human being, इंसान को भी ये सोचना चाहिए कि दूसरी मखलूक से मुख्तलिफ इससे क्यों सलूक किया जा रहा है. The human being also should ponder that sheep, animals, birds in the sky, mountains, trees, other creation is not so much privileged. They do not have the same kind of abilities, same kind of luxuries, same kind of ability and potential of mind to think. They live their life in a set standard and eat all their life only one thing. Goat will always eat vegetables or the greenery, and the lion will spend entire life eating meat. They are not aware of the complexities and delicacies of different food, nor they have the potential to supersede the human being or go anywhere near. So that if the human being is being privileged, if they do see that we have a special status in the life of this earth or in the face of the earth or amongst the other creation, then they should know a great sacrifice is demanded from them as well. तो इंसानों को जब वो अपने आप को देखे कि मैं अशरफ अल मखलूक हूं, तो वो क्यों अशरफ अल मखलूक है, तो अब उसको ये समझना चाहिए कि दूसरे जानवरों को, मखलूक को वो चीजें, वो फजीलतें वो नहीं दी गई, तो मुझे क्यों दी जा रही, इसलिए कि मेरे से कुर्बानी की भी तो फिर बड़ी कुर्बानी की तो मुझसे अल्लाह जो मेरा ओनर है, हु इज माई ओनर, इज गोइंग टू एक्सपेक्ट सम काइंड डिफरेंट फ्रॉम अदर थिंग्स, मुझसे कुछ डिफरेंट चीज तलब हो. आई विल बी एक्सपेक्टेड टू डू समथिंग डिफरेंट देन अदर्स. अदर एनिमल्स एंड अदर क्रिएशन, दिस मेंशन अ सेट स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लाइफ, अ थिंग, अ नेचर विच दे फॉलो, विच अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला गाइड्स. But this particular being, human being, for it actually all preparations are made. All creation, especially on the face of the earth, that they are serving the human being. So, इसके लिए कुर्बानी की तवक्कु है. He, human being, she or he, is soon is expected actually to make a great sacrifice. And what is that sacrifice? You see, when an animal become mature, there is no separate responsibility upon that animal.
जब जानवर बालिग हो जाता है तो उस पर ये नहीं, भाई ये बालिग हो गया तो आप इस पर नमाज फर्ज होगी या इस पर कोई जिक्र था या कोई दूसरी जिम्मेदारी आ गई, उस पर कोई ऐसा बात ऐसी बात है।
There is not a particular responsibility put on animal that this animal has reached age of 15, now it has separate responsibility.
बेशक वो 40 साल का भी हो जाए, 40
years old, he is still at the same doing same thing as he was in the childhood. No responsibility.
लेकिन इसको जो अल्लाह पाक पालते हैं, रिस्क देते हैं, माँ बाप की शफकत, ममता, ये सारी चीजें मिलती हैं।
But soon the time of sacrifice comes. एक वक्त आ जाता है कुर्बानी का। Now this human being may it be me or may it be you. Now he is expected or she is expected to make the ultimate sacrifice.
अब ये है कि इसकी कुर्बानी का वक्त आ गया है कि बालिग हो गया। अब ये 14 साल का जब भी बालिग हो गए, अब इससे ये तवक्को है कि अब तुमने अपनी ख्वाहिशों को जबह कर देना है अल्लाह के नाम का। जानवर तो जिंदगी जबह कर दें जानवर के, तुमने अपनी ख्वाहिशों को
सैक्रीफाइस करनी है। हाउ टू एक्चुअली सैक्रीफाइस द अंबिया अलैहिस्सलाम एंड रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, एग्जांपल ये अंबिया को अल्लाह ने देखा इस तरह सैक्रीफाइस करने। हजरत इब्राहिम अलैहिस्सलाम है, आग में डाल देंगे आपको, विल थ्रो यू विद फायर और यू लीव अल्लाह सुभान व तआला और सेइंग द ट्रुथ ही इज नॉट बदर, ही सेड यस आई एम विद। दे इवन टुक the clothes of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam out. Such disgrace actually they made Hazrat Ibrahim through. हम तो सिर्फ डरते हैं भाई जी, मैं बच्चे को इसलिए नहीं कहता है बच्चा जी मेरी बात ना सुनेगा, ये कह देगा। बच्चे ब्लैकमेल कर रहे हैं आजकल वालदैन को, ब्लैकमेलिंग दे फिर कदे आर अब्लिवियस, दे डू नॉट नो व्हाट्स हैपनिंग, दे आर सिटिंग ऑन इंटरनेट एंड चैटिंग विद ऑल डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ पीपल, no matter shayateen come upon them or with them check with them or at least good people come, they do not. So one of the highest people, he actually said that these people mostly, exception of few, on internet they are not chatting but they are cheating. There is no chat but they are cheating. They are cheating themselves, they are cheating, trying to cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to cheat the other person. And parents, they think our daughter, our son is actually there learning, doing school homework. They are going to get good marks. And they are. And then children are blackmailing the parents to say, sometimes they say, for example, we are going to leave houses. We run away. If you say to do good things, not to do bad things, don't do bad things, we are going to run away. A son or a daughter might say this. That's happening these days and previously as well. वो ये कह रहे हैं अपने वालदैन को, अगर आप हमें झिड़केंगे, हमें नेकी की तरकीब करेंगे, हमें अपनी मर्जी नहीं करने देंगे जो बेहयाई और कुत्तों और गद्दू वाला काम हम करना चाहते हैं तो हम घर से चले जाएंगे। Now the parents, they say, okay, please don't go. जाना ना, जो करना है करो, जाना ना। This is being blackmailed and this is not allowed. If they want to go tomorrow, ask them to go today. Because we are not here actually to come to serve children. We are to serve children in the way to actually make their this life and the eternal life better. And if they come in this way, actually that they want, they are spoiling your other children as well and other family as well, and they are blackmailing. If you come in them, then you have sold yourself and your soul to them. They are going to manipulate, as simple as that. They are going to commit zina. They are going to commit fornication. They are going to go out with their girlfriends or boyfriends. Or they are going to actually watch certain programs. They are going to sell drugs or actually go on the streets and do all kinds of different things. And you will be bearing the responsibility and share of that their sin upon you. So that stage comes, then there is the nine there. No, this cannot happen. I cannot allow. You can do whatever. Because the grass is not green on the other side, as it looks for children. Once they go outside the world to the social services and other people, they know, then actually they appreciate, and they can know what comfort, what tranquility, what support, and what love, and what compassion they had in the heart. And they destroy their life themselves, and they laugh at the other people, and she has been actually play with them. So, I was saying that these children who are born, they yourself actually, that then they are expected actually to sacrifice. Now, the time has come to qurbani mangi ja rahi unse. جیسے بکرے کی قربانی ہے تو اس کو ذبح کر دینا تو اس لیے خدمت ہو رہی ہے کہ انسان کو جو اللہ نے بنایا 12-14 سال تک جو اس کو پالا ناؤ ہی ہیز اے ڈفرنٹ رول ٹو پلے ہی از ایکسپیکٹڈ ایکچولی ٹو ڈو آل تھنگس وہ ہر چیز کرے گا ہی از گوئنگ ٹو ڈو آل تھنگس بٹ ان اے لو فل مینر ہی از گوئنگ ٹو ہیو ریلیشن شپ ود ویمن بٹ ان لو فل مینر تھرو نکاح ہی از گوئنگ ٹو ایٹ بٹ ان لو فل مینر لو فل فوڈ He is going to socialize, but with good people. He is going to sleep, but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah has instructed in that way. For example, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in one hadith that when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get up from sleep, he used to recite a dua or remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he also mentioned this to his ummah to do that as well. الحمد لله الذي احيانا بعدما اماتنا وإليه النشور. This is immediately when eyes open. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, I praise Allah, all praise to Allah, the being who have revived me, who have brought me, who have given me life again after I died. Because at the time of death, the spirit are possessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu yatawaffal anfusa hina mawtiha. Allah possesses spirits at the time of death. Also, when a person has his sleep, his spirit is possessed. But there is a connection, but the spirit is in the possession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah does not send it back, the person will die as he has said. It's up to Allah, he said. So you die and you live really every night. Day and night. Whenever you sleep, it is a death for you. Because many people's spirits did not return and they died. Kitne log Allah ko grant farmaya wo Allah hai wo zaat hai hina mautiha jo maut ke waqt rooh ko qabza karta hai aur phir neend ke waqt bhi qabza karta hai aur phir wa yursil ukhra ila ajal musammam baad ko to wahi rok leta hai ab unko maut aa gayi that's their finish, matter is finished for them. They have to face the consequences. The other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yursil al-ukhra ila ajal al-musamma. And he sends other actually again back to the world for a appointed time. For a fixed time. Allah Ta'ala farmate hain, main dusron ko bhej deta wapas ek mukarra muddat tak. To main aur aap ye jo samajh rahe hain, aap so rahe, jaag rahe hain, ye koi mamooli mamla hai, ye mamooli mamla nahi hai. یہ آپ مر رہے ہیں اور جی رہے ہیں. فرق یہ ہے کہ دیٹ ان دا ٹائم آف میں نے پوزیسز دا اسپرٹس ایٹ دا ٹائم آف دیٹ جب موت جب نیند کے وقت روح اللہ قبض کرتے ہیں تو روح کا دور رہ کے بھی جسم کے ساتھ تعلق رہتا ہے. اس لیے جسم سانس لیتا رہتا ہے, دل دھڑکتا رہتا ہے اور سانس چلتا رہتا ہے اور خون گردش کرتا رہتا ہے, کیونکہ روح دور سے رہ کے بھی جسم کو زندہ رکھ سکتی ہے. The spirit does not need to be in the body to keep it alive. The spirit can be far away and keep the body alive. It's like the sun. Suraj dekhen crore mil diye. Aur yahan jitni zindagi hai, wo suraj ke sath kaayam. Yani sabab hua. Sun is billions miles away. The earth, the life, human being, or actually the plant, they have life in them. Suraj idhar to nahi aata. Lekin suraj ki roshni aati hai. And the spirit of human being, insani rooh ye suraj se karon barje taqatwar, to wo wahan reh ke bhi Allah ke haan it actually keeps the body alive, the body keeps heart beating The pulse starts as they're going upward, the blood is flowing, person is breathing, but it does not mean that he is, that the spirit is in there.
इसलिए वो आते जाते हुए कहता है जो ख्वाब रूह देखती है और रूह जाती है तो इसलिए जिधर जिधर फिर रूह जाती है उस सब तरह के मनाजिर यू सी द टाइप ऑफ सीन्स एंड शी वेयर हैवर द स्पिरिट गोज इट गोज इन द हेड एंड सो इट सीज शियातीन सो इट विल सी थिंग्स लाइक दिस इफ इट एक्चुअली इज पायस इट विल गो टू पायस प्लेसेस राइटियस प्लेसेस शियातीन ऑल्सो ट्राई इवन टू पायस पीपल जो लोग यानी नेक हैं उन पर शियातीन भी हमले करते हैं उनको डराते हैं खाबों में ज्यादा डराते हैं उनको क्योंकि उनके साथ तो दुश्मनी होती है बहुत से लोग कहते हैं कि ये जो शियातीन है ये शियातीन दे एक्चुअली आर एनिमी द पायस पीपल दे आर गोइंग टू ट्राई टू हार्म देम मोर अब जो उनके दोस्त हैं हु आर देयर फ्रेंड्स द ड्रगीज द एल्कोहलिक्स द फोर्निकेटर्स द रिबेलियस द क्रिमिनल्स हु आर फ्रेंड्स व्हाई दे आर गोइंग टू बदर देम वो तो उनके दोस्त हैं उनको तो और थकती है सोते रहो ना उठना अभी बहुत वक्त है फजर का सोते रहो उनको तो और जो डराना या मारना या कुछ नुकसान पहुंचाना तो वो तो नेक बंदों को उन्होंने करना है बट यस देन अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला प्रोटेक्शन फिर अल्लाह पाक उनकी हिफाजत करते हैं अगर वो अल्लाह का दिया हुआ असला यूज करें अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला गिवन द वेपनरी टू बिलीवर्स टू रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम फॉर देयर प्रोटेक्शन If they wear that armor, they are protected. Now, if they choose not to wear, then it's up to them. They are going to be affected. They are going to be influenced. So, in the time of sleep, it is very, very Allah's mother. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li qawmin yatafakkarun. After saying this, Allah's mother says, In this, there is guidance. There are signs. There is ibrat, there is lesson for people who think, for people who do fikr, tadabbur, ponder, reflect. For them there is a sign in there. In what? That the person sleeps and wakes up. Person sleeps and wakes up, there is a sign in there. Not one but many ibrats. Who, what is the sign? What are the ibrat? What are the lessons? One of it, if you think deeply, how I am oblivious, I am ghafil, I am heedless, or that I die every night, is that true? I die every night, main har raat marta hu, meri rooh nikal jati hai, aur subah subah jab main jaagta hu, to main zinda hota hu. But I am waiting for the final call. This is small sign. Ye choti choti nishani hai. Every time you sleep, the world is actually non-existent for you. You are a millionaire or you are a beggar. Same. Because you are asleep. Aap soye hue hain, aap badshah hain, aap faqeer hain, ek barabar hai. Woh duniya ek jaisi. To sone walon ke liye matlab woh ek jaisi. Kyunki woh maut ki behan, isliye neend ko kehte hain, neend maut ki behan hai. This is closer. But these are small deaths. Ye choti choti होते हैं देन द फाइनल विल कम फाइनल कॉल विल कम जब आखिरी आवाज आएगी देन देयर विल बी पर्सन विल से ओ अल्लाह सेंड मी बैक अगेन लाइक आई यूज टू कम बैक आफ्टर स्लीप वो अर्ज करेगा अल्लाह पाक मुझे वापस भेज रब्बिर्जिउन ओ अल्लाह सेंड मी बैक लअल्ली अअमलु सालिहन सो दैट आई कैन डू द गुड द राइटियस डीड्स द अमाल सालिहा द राइट वन Which I have left. Allah SWT said, No. Now the time has expired. How many times you were sent back? If you had 50 years, 1 year life, 365 or 60 days, lunar or solar month, 365 times in a year you were sent back. 365 martaba to maut ke baad tumhe dobara bheja gaya wapas. Saal. Aur 10 saal tumhe zindagi guzari. तो कितना हजारों मरतबा तुम्हें वापस ले जाकर आ तुम मेरे पर इस सबब नहीं तुम्हें नहीं पता था मौत क्या नींद क्या होती है कहां गए तुम्हारे वो पैसे कहां गए तुम्हारी बीवियां बच्चे उस वक्त तुम्हें इल्म नहीं यू डू नॉट नो यू डू नॉट फाउंड इट नाउ आई हैव गिवन यू थाउजेंड्स ऑफ चांसेस
اب ہزاروں چانس تمہیں مل چکے ہیں تو اب کیا کرو گے, کون سے تیر مارنے تم نے جا کے؟ اور اللہ تعالیٰ نے بتا دیجیے قرآن میں, اللہ تعالیٰ سینڈ دا قرآن, اف آئی ویئر ٹو سینڈ دیز پیپل بیک دے وڈ ہیو ریٹرن ٹو بیک سیم اولڈ ڈیلز, دے آر گوئنگ ٹو بی سیم اولڈ ڈیولز ایکچولی ار دے ود دس. یہ بھی اللہ نے بتایا, وہ بھی جھوٹ ہے. Whoever wants to rectify, wants to change, he's going to change in this life. And who says, I'm going in the other life, I go back and change? They are not. People have seen great signs and they have not changed. To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Jahl and others, they said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they did not believe he was the prophet. If you say you are messenger of Allah, you say you are representative of Allah, the God, but Allah is the one who controls everything. Allah is the one who created sun and moon. Can you bring the moon down? Well, if the moon testifies that you are messenger, we are going to believe. Such great claim and such great request they actually made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed many verses before as well that these people, the Anbiya al-Islam, are for to warn only. They are not actually to do tricks with people. They are not, they are pious, righteous people. But these people insisted that if this happens, all Makkah, this world going around, that if this happens, we are going to be here. Baat khatam ho gayi thi. Kaan mein keh diya to baat khatam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted Rasulullah sallam, yes, O my messenger, I am the creator, the sun and moon, they prostrate in front of me. Quran in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِشَمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ, سورج اور چاند کو سجدہ نہ کرو, ان کی عبادت نہ کرو. مطلب یہ کہ یہ جو نظام چل رہا ہے سورج چاند کے ارد گرد, سورج چاند کی بھی اور کسی اور چیز کی بھی جس کی وجہ سے سورج چاند کی وجہ سے چیزیں زندہ ہیں, ان کی کسی کی بھی عبادت نہ ہو. بیکاز فور لیونگ تھنگز آن دس فیس آف دی ارتھ دے آر لیونگ بیکاز آف دا سن, بیکاز آف دی مون, دا لائف از ناٹ. تو اف آل دیز تھنگز آر ڈیپینڈنٹ اپن سن اینڈ مون, اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ از گیونگ این ایگزامپل, لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر, سورج چاند کو سجدہ نہ کرو, ان کی عبادت نہ کرو. وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ, ان کی عبادت کرو, اس ذات کی عبادت کرو جس کو یہ بھی سجدہ کرتے ہیں, جس نے پیدا کیا ان کو, جو یہ بھی جس ذات کی عبادت کرتے ہیں, ان کو اس کے ذات کے سمجھ. تو جب یہ سورج اور چاند, دی سن اینڈ دا مون, دے پراسٹریٹ, دے فالو, دے گلوریفائی, they praise Allah Azza wa Jal, then what to say about the things which are dependent on sun and moon? How can they be of any worth? So, جو چیزیں سورج چاند کے محتاج ہیں وہ کس طرح اس قابل ہو سکتی ہے ان کی عبادت کی جائے, ان کے لیے زندگی خرچ کی جائے؟ وہ سورج کی محتاج, چاند کی محتاج. بہرحال دس واز اے گریٹ ڈیمانڈ فرام دیم, بہت بڑی ایک بات انہوں نے کہہ دی مشرکین. بس اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ permitted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you point at the moon, آپ سورج چاند کی طرف اشارہ کریں اور چاند دو ٹکڑے ہو کے آپ کے پاس. Now all the people of Makkah, Bujahar, سارے دیکھ رہے ہیں, clear night, کوئی بادل نہیں, چاند نکلا ہوا ہے. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed at the sun, at the moon, آپ نے اشارہ کیا, چاند قریب آنا شروع ہوا. قریب آنا شروع ہو گئے. اینڈ اٹ کیم کلوز سو دیٹ دے کڈ سی دا گریٹ سائز آف دا مون, اینڈ دے کڈ سی اٹ ایز اٹ کٹ انٹو ٹو پیسز, سپلٹ انٹو ٹو پیسز. اینڈ اٹ واز آلسو دا وائس واز کمنگ آف دی شہادت از ویل, اشھد ان لا الہ الا اللہ و اشھد ان محمد عبدہ و رسول. اس طرح وہ سورج ایسے آیا, چاند ایسے کہہ کے واپس چلا گیا. Everyone has shocked, surprised, especially the kuffar. They were shocked. وہ حیران ششتر, پہلے وہ بولے کچھ نہیں,
پھر یہ ابو جہل بولے, کچھ لوگ بولے بھائی اے لوگوں یہ تم نے دیکھا نہیں کہ آج محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے سب کی آنکھوں پہ جادو کر دیا ہے, یہ اتنا بڑے جادوگر ہیں, ان کا جادو چاند پر بھی چل گیا, چلو چلو جلدی چلو ورنہ اور جادو کا اثر ہو جائے. اینڈ جس سے ہاؤ اپسٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سوچے پھر حضور علیہ السلام کے دکھ تکلیف کی کیا انتہا ہوگی کہ بھائی ان کی اتنی ریکویسٹ آپ نے اللہ سے پھر دعا کی کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے اجازت دی اور یہ معجزہ جو ہے یہ ظاہر ہوا, اور وہ پھر بھی نبی علیہ السلام کی بات کو انکار کر کے اور الٹا الزام دے کے بھی جادوگر ہیں, وہ جادوگر وہ ہوتے ہیں جو شیاطین کے دوست ہوتے ہیں, ان کے ساتھ یہ نعوذ باللہ جی کا تعلق ہوتا, ان کے دوست ہوتے ہیں, اللہ کے دوست نہیں ہوتے. They are not friends of Allah, they are friends of Shayateen. So they achieve this ambivalence. So those people who are still waiting for a sign to happen in their life, that if I see a good dream, I am going to become very pious. If I see a good vision, I am going to be pious. If something, if I have 1,000,000 pounds, I am going to be pious. If I am married there, I will be pious. These all are child play and childish things to say. یہ بچوں والی کہانیاں ہیں. نیک بننا ہے جس نے, اللہ کا بندہ بننا ہے, تو وہ ان چیزوں کی وجہ سے نہیں بنتا. If you want sign, اگر نشانی کی ضرورت ہے تم خود پر سائن ہو. Use yourself for your existence. Think how actually you were created in the womb of the mother. One scientists are researching on this matter now. They say the question, why babies are young? Baby جب born ہوتے ہیں وہ اس پہ غور کر رہے ہیں, اس پہ ریسرچ ہوئی ہے, there is a research on this. یہ جو بچے ہوتے ہیں, چھوٹے بچے پیدا ہوتے ہیں, یہ young کیوں ہوتے ہیں, یہ برے کیوں نہیں ہوئے ہوتے, یا ان کی عمر جو ہے وہ زندگی young کیوں ہوتے ہیں, اور پھر جو نکلتے ہیں تو پھر آہستہ 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 پھر وہ یعنی آج کل یعنی جوانی پہ جا کے پھر بڑا پائے اور پھر عمر ان کی بڑھتی ہے. وہاں وٹ دے ہیو فاؤنڈ از ان کو پتہ یہ چلا کر جاتے ہیں سیکٹر, بیکاز ان دا ہیومن بینگ آل دا ٹائم جینس سیلز ادر تھنگز اینڈ دیئر انٹریکشن کیمیکل ریئیکشن آر ہیپننگ, تباہی ہو رہی ہے, کئی دفعہ جسم میں تباہی ہو رہی ہوگی, ہر وقت ہلچل مچی ہوئی ہے ان سب اٹامک ورلڈ اینڈ سب سیلولر ورلڈ میں, ان دیر از ایکچولی آل دیز تھنگز ہیپننگ, اینڈ دس تھنگ ایکچولی دین میکس دا ہیومن بینگز اولڈ اینڈ اولڈ اینڈ فریل اینڈ فائنلی ایکچولی گرو ٹو این اولڈ ایج, اینڈ دے سے دیٹ ایز سون ایز ایز لانگ ایز دا بیبی از ان دا وومب آف دا مدر, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a repairing enzyme, such a repairing enzyme that they are always repairing the genes if anything goes wrong. So they don't let actually have that the fine have effect on them. Wo jawani wo waqt ka un par koi asar nahi padta jitna waqt wo rahe ho, kyunki unke jism ke andar Allah ne aisi cheeze banayi hai, kuch jarasim aise banaye hue cheeze machinery ke wo unko bilkul tar aur taza rakhte hain. Bahar banda nikal aata hai پھر وہ بڑا ہونا شروع ہو جاتا ہے تو وہ ختم ہو جاتا ہے سسٹم, دا سسٹم از ناٹ دیئر ناؤ ایکچولی اٹ ول گرو اٹس نیچرل ایج, اور اب تو وہ کوشش کریں کہ کس طرح انسان زیادہ سے زیادہ جوان رہ سکے, مطلب یوتھ فل ایج ہاؤ اٹ کین بی فول آن مور اینڈ مور ریسرچ از بینگ ڈن آن دس. تو اسی چیز کو بندہ سوچ لے دیٹ ہاؤ ا پرسن اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از کریٹڈ یو, یو آر اسائنڈ یور سیلف, تم سب سے بڑی نشانی تو تم ہو جو زندہ مخلوق پھیر رہی ہے, چلو اور اوپر تو شک ہو گیا دا دس پرسن ہیز ڈسٹ اور ناٹ, یو ار سیلف یو ڈونٹ ہیو اینی ڈاؤٹ دا یو ار ڈسٹ اور ناٹ, یو ہیو ٹو آئی, یو ہیو ٹنگ ٹو اسپیک, یو ہیو ہارٹ, یو ہارٹ از بیٹنگ, اس میں تو کوئی شک نہیں, کتنی بڑی نشانی, نشانی کو دیکھنا ہو تو اپنے کوئی اللہ کو سنائے یہ دیکھ لے بنا بڑی غلط ہو, اور جو دوسرے جو دعوے کرتے ہیں وہ لوگ بہت کام, وہ صرف دھوکا ہوتا ہے ان کو, اپنے کو بھی دھوکا ہو جاتا ہے, اینڈ دے آر بینگ ریسیوڈ بائی شیطان سینگ دیٹ اف دس ہیپن وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بی نیکسٹ حج از گوئنگ ٹو کم وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بی فائرس نیکسٹ رمضان ہم نیک بن جائیں گے, یہ ساری کسی کہانیاں وہ موقع کس کو ملتا ہے کس کو نہیں, اور اللہ بہتر. اپنا جان رہا ہے. تو میں آپ کو بات وہاں سے چلی تھی کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایڈوائز ٹو پے ا سرٹن سپلیکیشن آفٹر یو سے دیکھا بٹ دیٹ الحمد للہ الذی احیانا بعد ما اماتنا والیہ النشور. پریز از فور اللہ, ہر ہم تعریف اللہ کے لیے جس نے مجھے موت کے بعد دوبارہ زندگی عطا کی, احیانا بعد ما اماتنا والیہ النشور, اینڈ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ریٹرن ٹو ہم, اسی کی طرف ہم دوبارہ جو ہے وہ جائیں گے, سب نے اسی کی طرف جو ہے جانا. تو یہ دعا حضور علیہ السلام نے تلقین فرمائی. تو اب دو بندہ تو اس کی عادت بنا لے, اے پرسن میکس ہیبٹ آف دس, آنکھ کھلے اسونا کی آئیں گے اوپن از ان ہیبٹ. دس پرسن وین ہی از لیونگ دا گریو, یہ سنت پر عمل کی برکت ہو کہ جب وہ قبر میں ہوگا, جب اس کی آنکھیں کھلیں گی منکر نکین آنا, اس کو اٹھایا جائے گا, دا اسپرٹ از گوئنگ ٹو بی ریٹرن بیک ٹو دا باڈی. جس نے اس سنت پر عمل کیا ہوا, سب سے پہلے لفظ یہی اس کے لیے, دیز آر دی ورڈ دیٹ یو گوئنگ ٹو کم آؤٹ آف ہز ماؤتھ, کہ الحمد للہ الذی احیانا بعد ما اماتنا. تو اب فرشتوں کو بھی پتا چلے گی کون بندہ ہے, کون بتا, ہو از دس پرسن, دے آلسو نو ہو از دس پرسن, سرونٹ آف اللہ, ہو دا سرونٹ آف تاؤت اینڈ شیاطین. And it also comes with the hadith. Hadith mein hi aata hai ki when a person, a believer, will be in the grave, jab wo qabr mein hoga, wo usko jaag aayegi, he will be woken up because the spirit will return to him, ruh wapas aayegi jab jisme mein, he will be shown a scenery. He will be shown a scene, like you see a big screen, or you will see a real scene. What will be that scene? He will see the sun at the time of Asr time, is near setting. Hadith mein ye aata hai ki Nabi Alaihi Salam ne farmaya ki jab banda qabr mein jayega, jab usko rooh uske andar dali jayegi, uske baad farishton mein aana hai, ke saath kitab shuru hona hai, to wo manzar dikhaya jayega. He will be shown a scene when the sun goes orange, jab suraj jo hai wo zard ho jata hai, ye scene nazar aayega. And angels will be coming, ye farishte aayenge منکر نکیر حساب کتاب دینے کے لیے آ رہے. تو وہ دو ہی سورج کو دیکھے گا, بیکاز اٹ ول بی از دو ہی از لیونگ, اس کو یہی ہوگا جس طرح میں دنیا میں رہ رہا ہوں, تو وہ کہے گا پیچھے ہٹ جاؤ پیچھے ہٹ جاؤ, میری عصر کی نماز جانے والی ہے, میں عصر کی نماز پہلے پڑھ لوں پھر جو ہے میں بات کروں. کیونکہ اس سے نیچرل, اس نے ٹرین ہی شروع سے اس طرح ہوا ہے, تو جب وہ نماز جدا ہونے کا خطرہ ہو رہی ہے, تو وہی بندہ ہوگا, اٹ شوڈ بی دیٹ پرسن ہو ان دا ورلڈ از کنسرن that my prayer is actually being missed, or it's becoming qaza, or it can be made qaza, or the concern, the fikr such that he will also have the same fikr actually in the grave as well. Zul Allah S.A.W. Firmayi. So, Farishte usko dekh ke bhi isse hum kya puchhe? What we are going to ask him? Ye jo kaha asal yahi, isko yahan aake ki Allah ke hukm ki itni fikr hai. تو نماز میں تو ہے ہی سب, وہ الحمد للہ اللہ اکبر سے شروع ہوتی ہے, الحمد للہ سے شروع ہوتی ہے, اور جو کہاں اس کے ساتھ دین نبی آپ علیہ السلام کا اسم مبارک, اللہ کا دین کا, الحمد للہ بلا رحمین الرحمٰن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین, ساری وہ چیزیں. تو یہ برکت ہوتی تھی جو دنیا میں نماز کی پابندی کرتا تھا. اینڈ دی ادر تھنگ وچ آئی ہیو مینشن ٹو یو, حضور علیہ السلام نے جو فرمایا کہ اب نیند, ابھی جو ٹرین کر لیا اپنے آپ کو سونا دی کیچر دا فرسٹ تھنگ دے ڈو, اینڈ ان شاء اللہ بائی فضل آف اللہ وین ہی ول بی ریوائو آفٹر دیٹ ہی دیز ورڈز ول کم. تو آپ کو یہ بتا رہا تھا, میں شروع سے یہ بتایا اور وٹ واز مینشنڈ ٹو یو دیٹ انبیاء علیہ السلام دے کیم ٹو شو ہاؤ ٹو فلفل دس ریسپانسبلٹی وچ از اپن می اینڈ یو, اینڈ دے ڈڈ ناٹ prohibit the beneficial and matters which are needs of human being, but only showed them at least how to give, how to do them in a better way. So I was just giving you a small example of one dua recitation after getting up. ایک دعا کی اس سے مثال دی آپ کو, بھی دوسری سنتوں کی, احکام کی, زیادہ ٹیچنگ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اس کا نہیں تو بتایا کہ جو سیکریفائس از ڈیمانڈیڈ فرام
یہ قربانی پھر آپ سے مانگی جاتی ہے سونا جو ہم مچیور میچیورٹی 14 ایئرز اینڈ دین اولڈر اینڈ اولڈر ناؤ یو شوڈ نو دیٹ وائی یو ہیو بین پریویلیجڈ اینڈ سم تھنگ از ایکسپیکٹڈ فرام یو اینڈ وٹ از ایکسپیکٹڈ فرام یو از دیٹ یو ڈونٹ لیو یور لائف اکارڈنگ ٹو ہاؤ دا سوسائٹی سیز ہاؤ یور پیرنٹس سیز میننگ اف دے آر فالوئنگ اللہ اینڈ ہز میسنجر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم how shayateen say or rebellious people say you live your life according to one who has given you life according to his and his commands to ye hota hai ke yani bande pe ab zimmedari pad gayi and anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam I was giving you the example how much they were persecuted in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but they never backed down like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was mentioning here that even before throwing him into the fire his clothes were taken aapke kapde sare utar diye ye nabi hai rasool allah ke ek allah ke raste mein wo bardasht kar rahe because they know why they have come and to the face of allah so allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning anbiya alayhi salam because they were the most pious and righteous people that have shown us that these kinds of tests maybe on lesser level will come in your life as well. This kind of expectation is expected from you. This kind of sacrifice is expected from you. And these my prophets and messengers, they do not need any sign to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are anbiya al-islam, but they become an example to the tests and difficulties they face. And Rasulullah said in one of the hadith, because everything which a person does in the way of Allah, he will be compensated in a better and multiplication of actually many times. How multifold benefit? Rasulullah said that on the day of judgment, everyone will be raised as they were born. So, میں کہ قیامت کے دن جب اٹھیں گے لوگ تو وہ اسی حالت میں اٹھیں گے جس حالت میں ماں کے پیٹ سے نکلے تھے, نہ ان کے پاؤں میں جوتا ہوگا نہ کپڑے ہوں گے. He said the first one which I will see on the day of judgment, the first one the one person whose clothes are still on him even from the Anbiya alayhi salam and awliya Allah will be Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So میں ان کو کپڑے ان کے میں دیکھوں گا کہ ان کے کپڑے بالکل ان کے اوپر ان کا لباس اللہ نے پہنایا. And رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that they be شاید اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ اللہ کے راستے میں ان کے کپڑے اتارے گئے تو اللہ نے اس کے بدلے میں سمایا کہ قیامت کے دن ہر ایک اس طرح اٹھے گا لیکن یہ میرا پیغمبر میرا نبی میرا خلیل ہے اس کو میں اس دن لباس بناؤں گا جب کسی کو لباس نہیں بنایا دوسرے لوگوں کو بعد میں لباس دے دوں اینڈ اسے تقریباً میری ہی ول ناٹ بی اچھی اس لباس سے نہ پیچھے کروں گا. تو مطلب یہ قربانی تو ہے لیکن اللہ عز و جل کمپنسیٹ. So something is expected from us and we are more than animals and because animals serve us janwar hain wo hame serve kar rahe hain, they are serving us and as we have given example and again that if we the cycle of life which we have made for ourselves standard being born youthful age we study we work we marry we shall children and sleep and then die. That is the cycle. That's the cycle of kuffar and rebellious people. And this is cycle of animals as well. Mostly all animals go through this cycle. Har janwar, usme akal itni hai ya nahi, wo bhi isi cheez se guzarta hai. Wo bhi paida hote hain. They are created, they work, they find the food, some are very intelligent about their food and how they support themselves. They also have reproduced, meaning they also marry, they also have children, they also feed children, they work, they sleep. Or other man or api, if me and you also are doing the same thing, then that is fine. You can do whatever you will, but you have to face consequences. And not for one day, 2 days, it can be forever, forever, forever. Hundreds and thousands and thousands and thousands and millions in some instances. But these animals are not going to be. I said in the beginning that there are some blessings which we are not aware. कोई ऐसी नेमतें हैं जो हमें पता ही नहीं. अल्लाह सुभान तआला has given us. One for example, मैं आपको बताऊं. The scientists they say if this insect called bee, honey bee, साइंसदान ये कह रहे हैं, ये कोई यानी ऐसी बात रिसर्च शुदा बात है, जैसे कि ये जो हनी भी ये शहद की माखियों की मक्खी होती है, वो साइंसदान कहते हैं कि इफ इट्स पेरिशेस अवे एज इट्स हैपनिंग नाउ, अब हो रहा है वो खत्म हो रही है, आहिस्ता खत्म हो रही है दुनिया से. जैसे इफ दे कंप्लीटली पेरिश अवे, अगर ये खत्म हो जाए तो 4 साल बाद इंसान भी मर जाएंगे. After a few years, all human beings are going to die. आपने कभी सोचा, have you ever thought about this? कि मेरी जिंदगी अल्लाह पर किस किस वजह से, किस किस तरीके से, किस किस जरिए से कायम रखी हुई है. हम उनको कुछ समझ नहीं आने के, अगर तंग होते हैं ये काटती है, हमें सिर्फ इतना ही पता है कि वो काटती है, उसके छत्ते को चले वो काटे. But they say that it is if they do perish away, they are happily suffering now to some extent. After some years, the human beings are going to perish away. Only one insect, it is easy. Few, they pollinate plants. They say the 80% of the food which is pollinated from actually through insects. ये जो 80% जो खाना इंसान पर जो आता है, ये जो फ्रूट खा रहे हैं आप, इतने सारे, ये सारा वो हनी बी की वजह से आ रहा है. ये जो सेब खाते हैं, आम खाते हैं, आड़ू खाते हैं, जो भी है, केला है, वो चीजें हैं, वो पॉलिनेट कहते हैं इसको, कि एक जगह से फ्रॉम वन प्लांट और द फ्लावर और द ट्री it takes something to another plant, only then actually that it bears fruit. जिस तरह नहीं होता कि मियां बीवी अगर शादी ना हो तो उनका बच्चा, जब वो मिले ना तो बच्चा नहीं हो सकता. इस तरह वो जो शहद की मक्खी है, वो इस तरह ये जो है अपना पौधे, इनमें भी नर और मादा होते हैं. दे आर मेल एंड फीमेल इन अ वे इन देम एज़ वेल. अगर वो मिले ना आपस में, they cannot actually bear food and things. And now they can't travel to each other. अब वो तो चल नहीं सकते. अब दरख्त आम का तो नहीं कहेगा कि मैं जा रहा हूं दूसरे दरख्त आम जो है उसको मिलने के लिए. वो तो ऐसे तबाही हो जाएगी. और कुछ नो अदर नाउ दे आर ऑन वन प्लेस, दे आर ऑन वन प्लेस एक्चुअली. सो हू डज दिस जॉब, कौन ये काम करता है? आने भी शहद की मक्खी वो सारी दुनिया के लिए ये खिदमत कर रही है कि रिज्क उसका 80% रिज्क ह्यूमन बींग का वो उसके जरिए से आ रहा है. पॉलिनेटिंग दीज प्लांट्स एंड फॉर दैट वी आर ईटिंग द फ्रूट वेजिटेबल्स मैनी अदर थिंग्स जो हम खा पी रहे हैं, मौज मेला कर रहे हैं. अगर वो ये ना करे, इफ इट डजंट डू, गेस व्हाट, फिर सोचो क्या होगा. इफ इट डजंट डू, फिर मुझे और आपको वो चीजें लेके हर एक मुद्दे में डालनी पड़ेगी. एंड दैट्स व्हाट्स हैपनिंग इन चाइना नाउ. देयर बीज हैव पेरिश्ड टू सम एक्सटेंट. शहद की मक्खियां खत्म हो रही हैं वहां चाइना में एक जगह. अब उन्होंने बंदे एम्प्लॉय किए हैं, वो शहद की मक्खियों वाला काम कर रहे हैं, जाके हर बूटे में जाते हैं, वो एक छोटी सी चीज उसमें डालते हैं. तो मतलब इंसान हर एक एक बूटे में उसको डाल, एक एक फूल में, एक एक दस्त में हजारों चीजें डाल दें. वो इंसान एम्प्लॉय की हुए ह्यूमन बींग टाइप हुए. मुझे आपको अगर अल्लाह ने ये नहीं मतलब दिया, अल्लाह सुभान क्रिएटेड हमने दिया एंड ब्लेस्ड दैट यू सर्व ह्यूमन बींग, तुम इंसान की खिदमत हो, एक तो वो काम करती है, दूसरा वो शहद बनाती है. The best, one of the best foods for human beings is very, very beneficial. Honey, वो बनाती है, दूसरा वो जिंदगी है. अब हमें तो पता ही नहीं, हम तो हनी बी की खिदमत नहीं करते, हमारी वजह से वो कायम नहीं है, हम तो उसको तबाह कर रहे हैं. वी आर एक्चुअली ट्राइंग टू डिस्ट्रॉय इट नोइंगली अनोइंगली, दैट्स व्हाई वी आर पेरिशिंग अवे.
لیکن اگر وہ ختم ہو جائے گی یہاں بھی وہ ٹائم آ جائے گا آپ کو اور مجھے جو چیزیں لفافے میں لے کے بوٹوں کے پاس جانا پڑے گا کیونکہ بندہ زندہ ہی نہیں رہ سکتے ہیں بہت ضروری تو جو اس مشین کو سمجھنا پہلے تو کہیں گے کھائیں گے تو زندہ رہیں گے تو پھر پتہ چلے گا کہ بھئی اللہ نے کیا کری ہے میں آپ کو صرف ایک مکھی کے بارے میں بتا رہا ہوں کلیوں بھگوان کو سچ بلیسنگ آف اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ دیٹ میز می اینڈ یو آر ٹیک فار گرانٹڈ اینڈ تھنگز آر سو آل دیز تھنگز آر ورکنگ فار اس جب یہ ساری چیزیں ہمارے لیے کام کر رہی ہیں واٹ از آور جاب واٹ از آور ریسپانسبلٹی واٹ از دا رول وچ آر وی آر سپوز ٹو پلے وی آر سپوز ٹو پلے رول اینڈ ٹو سرو اللہ They serve us, the creation serves us, it sustains or nurtures us the food, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a means for them. But what is the role of me and you? We are to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes what we do is, we act similar manner than as animals. Gadhe bhi shaadi karte hain, kutte bhi shaadi karte hain, aur jo banda sari zindagi لڑکی لڑکوں کے پیچھے بھاگتی بھاگتی مر گئی لڑکا لڑکیوں کے پیچھے بھاگتا ہوا تھا مر گیا دا پرسن ہو از آل دا لائف دا مشن از ہاؤ ٹو انٹریکٹ ود اپوزٹ سیکس اور دا ویمن اینڈ فار دا ویمن ایکچولی دا گرل فار چلڈرن ہاؤ ٹو کانٹیکٹ دیم ہاؤ ٹو ایکچولی گو آؤٹ ود دیم ہاؤ ٹو ڈانس ود دیم ہاؤ ٹو انوائٹ دیم ہاؤ ٹو اٹریکٹ دیم وہ تو گدوں اور کتوں والی زندگی بتا کے مر گئے وہ بھی ان کا بھی کوئی اصول ہوتے تھے They also have some principle rules to follow, but these people, they actually such, they fall to such a mean level that actually in even below them and asfal as-safili. Isi li bhai jini, Allah fa'ani pa'ani suma, summa radadnahu asfal as-safili. The human beings, they do sometimes because of their deeds, bad deeds, they fall. So, aaj ko maine ye cheeze batayi, that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are infinite, and more are even we are not aware of. So if we are being served, how our life is being facilitated, the sun is serving us, the plants are serving us, the fruits are serving us, the honey bee is serving us, the animals are serving us, the earth is serving us, the oxygen is serving us, the trees are serving us, what we are supposed to do. Our role is actually then to serve Allah, the Creator. And if we do, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you a kingdom forever and ever in the hereafter that you will enjoy and you are going to live in the proximity of Allah while you will be looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have this blessing actually of looking at Allah and also in your kingdom and everything will be given to you forever. But if you lose this opportunity, like many people do in this life, then there are very dire consequences because these other animals, they are not going to be held responsible as human beings are. تو یہ یہی بات جو ہے ختم کرتے ہیں اسی لیے یہی کورس یہی طریقہ محمدیہ جو ہے وہ پریپیئر کرتا ہے ہاؤ ٹو پلے دس رول ایکچولی ان دس لائف ایکچولی پازیٹیولی اینڈ ان دا بیسٹ وے طریقہ محمدیہ از دا ٹیچنگ دا ریزن دی آبجیکٹیو آف اٹ از ٹو پریپیئر یو ہاؤ ٹو فلفل دس رول وچ اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ has set you so that actually you survive not only on this earth but actually go enter a blissful life actually in the hereafter forever and ever. Otherwise actually all people are going to leave you. The most they can do is actually to put you in the graveyard after eating janaza in a hole in this on the earth and then they will forget you. If you are very famous people, person, only maybe once your news will flash. Over actually in the radio it will be said, such and such person, like now and then people, he made such a mention, has died 90 years that day. Such a person who have sold, who have made such award winning films, they have died in a hospital 96 years old age. Okay. Even if you become very famous, people, Princess Diana died from here, Saddam Hussein, oh, kitne badshah, wazir, mashhoor log, sainsdan mar gaye, aap pata hai. تو ہم اگر مشہور بھی بن گئے امیر بھی بن گئے اسٹل ونس ان یو فلیٹ آئے گا اس کے بعد وہ بھی بھول جائیں گے بٹ اللہ ول ناٹ فورگیٹ یو ہی ول ہیلپ یو لاج باز صغیرہ کبیرہ چھوٹی چیز بڑی چیز ہر ایک چیز اس کے پاس لکھی ہوگی
اللہ پاک کے ہاں کتاب میں, اور آپ کو پوچھا جائے گا کھانے کے بارے میں, ہاں بھائی اب بتاؤ کہ یہ جو آنکھ تم نے استعمال کی, ہاؤ اینڈ وائی وی یو دس سب فوٹو ایوری بلین کا آئی یو ہیو ٹو تھام فور. امیجن سوچو سے کہ ہر آنکھ دیکھنے کی آنکھ کا حساب کتاب کے لگ لیا جائے گا, ہر آنکھ جو پتی وہ کیسے کیا دیکھا کیوں دیکھا. تھوڑا سیریس میٹر, اس از ویری ویری سیریس میٹر, بیکاز ہم بیا علیہ السلام دے آر ہائی رینکنگ پیپل اینڈ واٹ دے سی از ایکچولی از دا موسٹ بینیفیشل. وائی دے آر ہیلپ لیس پیپل, دے ڈونٹ وانٹ اینی تھنگ فور دم سیلف. دے آلویز سیڈ لا اسألکم علیہ اجرا, آئی ڈو ناٹ آسک اینی ریوارڈ فرام یو, آئی ڈو ناٹ آسک. آل ادر پیپل they actually also want things for themselves. They say, pay me money, give me time, help me, I'll help you, you help me. You give me money, I'll give you. You help me, I'll help you. It's like a two-way matter. But Anbiya al-Islam, one way. They say, we only serve you. We only convey the message for yourself, for your betterment. So people, wives and husbands, they depart. Friends, they change into enemies. Tribes, they also actually go towards animosity. Business partners, they actually fall out as well. But have you ever heard that a Nabi have forsaken a believer of his Ummah for a few who believed and followed him? Or have you ever heard that pious, a righteous person of Allah, Allah ka wali ne kisi ko chhod diya ho kisi duniyavi wajah pe aake? Nahin, wo to behtri chahte hain log. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never forsaken anyone, whoever holds him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. So ye Allah, uske Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aur awliya salihin, ye hai asal khair ka. These are your well-wishers. These are your people who are for your welfare. The people you, the friends will take you to cinema, to sell drugs, or to go out with girls or girls with boys. They are not your friends. They are actually just posing as your friends, but they are your very staunch enemies, which you will soon realize, but that will be too late for some people. So recognize your friends and your well-wishers and follow them. Otherwise, actually, then no anyone will be able to help each other, actually, dear, especially the evil doers.
Does anyone have any questions? InshaAllah, so any brothers that would like to know more about the course, if they would want to put their hands up as well, and write their names down now.
Saati Dil Hajja ka Mahina hai, this is the month of Dil Hajja, the days of the are very blessed days. Rasulullah said in one of the hadith, the days meaning that no good deeds are dear to or beloved to Allah more than any deed done in these 10 days. Each fast that He gives you the reward by the fadl of Allah, 1 year's fast. Each worship which you do in this night, any worship in the night, you are given reward of Shab-e Qadr, Allah's you have worshipped in Shab-e Qadr. So these are very, very blessed days and nights. So, and the most blessed day in the year, Rasulullah said in one of the hadith. And especially the fast of the day of Arafah, is Rasulullah said that person will fast, they will be rewarded in a way that their 1 year's minor, meaning minor, previous sins will be forgiven, and sins of 1 year to come will be forgiven. To such a blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept in these days, 9 days especially, before the Eid. So, Ishmael Khub, Apne Ibadat, if anyone is not aware what to do, how to spend time, they can go on our website. There are some instructions, and this course is there as well as in the exam. Yes, brother, wanted to ask.
Yeah. So, InshaAllah as well, just want to brothers who are thinking about asking a question, this is a opportunity. There's going to be three Jamaat, inshallah, this month, for brothers to go out and learn about the, you know, Gita and Fiqh, and also get to get an opportunity to spend time with brothers who are doing this course. And while doing this, they invite other brothers and other people as well. So this is going to happen this month, inshallah, starting tomorrow. As just mentioned now, this is the 10 blessed days. So those brothers that go out as well, inshallah, the reward will be multiplied. Inshallah, tomorrow, 2nd to the 4th, there's going to be a Jamaat in Bolton for those brothers. So if there's anyone that would like to stand up and give their names as well, inshallah, they can do. And there's going to be one this coming weekend till the 12th to the 14th, which is Friday to the 14th of December at Ashton, inshallah. And then at the end of the month, another weekend, 26th to the 28th, which is going to be in Bolton from Friday to Sunday. Inshallah, there's two weekends and one weekday one. But those brothers that would want to give their name for that as well, they can also please stand up. And if you still want to ask any questions as well, you can raise your hand. So those brothers that want to go on Jamaat, can you stand up, please? Inshallah, there's many fazilets of going out in the path of Allah. One of those is that whoever strives in the path of Allah, when they are out, all the creation from all in the sea to the skies, they pray and do dua for maghfirah to that person, and the angels spread out their wings, and those people are out in the path of Allah. Such great rewards, unimaginable, that only when, you know, as you mentioned today, when our eyes are closed, when we are in our grave, we will see then the reality of what, that every second that people have sacrificed their time for Allah to convey the message, inshallah, you will see that. So it's only a few days, brothers. So if anyone wants to give their names, can just please stand up as well. So the brothers stood up on this side. Is any brothers on this side that would like to stand up as well? Clearly. Does anyone have any questions?
There's one on the internet asking that. What is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat regarding whether Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in the grave or not, and are we still benefiting from him after he has passed away, and we requested any Quranic verse or hadith as evidence?
Someone has asked a question.
Yes.
What is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat that about that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is he alive in his grave or not? Now, this question, a person was asked actually, alhamdulillah. Allah want to guide them and reward them for asking actually, if they are, but it seems that they are very much unaware of the Islamic teachings. Really, before actually discussing Rasulullah, Islamic belief, fundamental Islamic belief is Amantu billahi, I believe in Allah. Wa malaikatihi, I believe in His angels. Wa kutubihi, I believe in His books. Wa rusulihi, I believe in His messenger. Wa rusulihi, wal yawmil akhir, and the last day. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. That a good evil all created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal ba'si ba'dal maut, and the life after death. So this is fundamental belief of Islam, that not to discuss about Rasulullah, so it is disrespectful I think to say even in such words, but all people, even Abu Jahl is alive in the grave, even Pharaoh is alive. Every believer or disbeliever, they are always. So there's no question about this that Rasulullah, especially asked, why a person is selecting him? When everyone, we are saying that it is a general belief of not Islam, but Christians, Jews, every divine religion, that they believe in the life after death. So there's life after death for everyone. Then there is a different degree. So everyone is alive, but someone is punished, someone is rewarded. So all Anbiya Islam, they are alive. And even all Ya Allah, they are alive, and all even sinners, disbelievers, they are alive, but what's happening to them is different. Some are being punished, some are being rewarded, and some actually live. As Rasulullah said, that I met all the Anbiya al-Islam in Baitul Maqdis in the night of Mi'raj. It's Sahih Hadith. It mentioned in Sahih Hadith, and the Waqi'a of Mi'raj is mentioned in the Quran Surah of Isra, where the 15th para begins from. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi layla min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu was-sami'ul basir. And in the Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim and all books, other books, to lesser extent, the mentioning of Mi'raj and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going to Baitul Maqdis and meeting all Anbiya Alayhi Salaam there. Sab Nabiyon ko Masjid Aqsa ki fazilat hai. Sab Nabiyon ko, all prophets were there. Wo zinda hai to wahan aaye the. So sare Nabi Ahmad, unhone namaz padhi in blood and flesh. Wo aaka aaj aur unhone namaz padhi. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu also, when he went to Mi'raj, ascended to the heavens, he again met them in the different heavens as well, different sky. Pehle Isman ke Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, dusre Isman ke aur anbiya, isre Isman ke aur, isi tarah chhathe Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam on the seventh. So all anbiya. Anbiya alayhi salam specifically, they have a different kind of life, a very high ranking life. Even Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said about Shuhada, who are not Anbiya. Shuhada, they are not Anbiya. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَى. Don't say about those who are killed in the way of Allah that they have died. أَمْوَى تُنْكُمْ مُرْدَى نَكُهُ. Allah says, I am the creator of life and death. I say, بَلْ أَحْيَا they are living. Anbiya has high status. I'm talking about lower people who are shuhada, who me and you also can be amongst them. Bal ahyaun 'inda rabbihim. With their Lord they are living, yurzaqoon, and they are given all kinds of rizq as well. They are feeded, they are sustained. Farikheena bima atahumullah. They are very happy what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. They are very pleased. And they wish of them. So let us cite Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Also Shuhada, they have different kind of life, Uliyallah, and similarly other people as well, to lesser degree. But that is fundamental. This is, you see, it's not a good question. I would say it is not a good question, because this is one of the seven fundamentals of Islam, that life after death, we believe. We teach baby, the 2 years, I told child, Amantu Billahi wa Malaikatihi. So after a person is still asking or is confused about this, then actually they should go to back to the very fundamentals of Islam, and inshallah they will benefit more. And this prayer which we are praying now, ye jo paanch namazein pad rahe hain, ye kis wajah se pad rahe hain? There were 50 prayers given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 50 prayers, 50 namazein Allah ne farz ki. It was only Sayyidina Musa al-Islam, after his death, almost 2000 years after his death. Sayyidina Musa, because of Sayyidina Musa al-Islam, when Rasulullah s.a.w. was coming back and he asked, Ya Rasulullah s.a.w., O Messenger of Allah, what has Allah given you as gift? He said, He has given me certain gifts and He has also given me 50 prayers. Rasulullah s.a.w., Sayyidina Musa al-Islam, he said, that, O Messenger of Allah, that I have lived in these people of my, and I have experienced that it will be very difficult for them to pray these 50 prayers. They won't be able to. It's very, very difficult. Few people will pray. So I request that you go back and reduce the number of prayers. So Rasulullah sort of went back and say, Allah, have mercy upon me and upon Ummah, reduce. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, 5 are forgiven, 45 are left. Then Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah came back. Again on the way back on the 6th heaven, he met Sayyidina Musa. He still said, Ya Rasulullah, O Muhammad Rasulullah, that still they are to marry, still go. So Rasulullah went back 9 times on the request of Sayyidina Musa al-Islam. So 45 were actually forgiven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, because this was a gift I have given you, now your ummah will pay 5, but the reward will be of 50. So this 5 prayers which we are praying is because of a prophet, because of the wasila or the intervention of a prophet after his death of worldly life. یعنی یہ ظاہری زندگی اس موت کے بعد ایک نبی نے ایک رسول نے یہ احسان کیا ہم پر کہ انہوں نے وہ درخواست کرتا کیا کہ رسول اللہ سے واپس گئے تو 45 مارک ہو گئی 5 رہ گئی آپ جو 5 جو وہ پڑھ رہے ہیں اس سے تو فائدہ کسی نے پوچھا ہے اسٹل بینیفٹ اس سے بڑا فائدہ 50 پڑھے سمجھ آ جائے گی آپ کو تہجد پڑھنی مشکل ہو رہی لوگوں چھٹی حالانکہ وہ فرض بھی نہیں اس دن اثر کتنے لوگ ہیں جو پڑھ رہے تھے ہمارے قیمت تو کین دیئر بینیفٹ آفٹر دیئر ڈیتھ یس دس پیئر وچ وی آر ان فائیو پیئر دے آر سیلف بینیفٹ فرام دیٹ اینڈ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پرٹیکولرلی سیڈ دیٹ آئی پرے فار مائی اما دیئر سنز آر پریزنٹڈ ٹو می دیئر اعمال آر پریزنٹڈ ٹو می اینڈ آئی ایکچولی آسک فار فورگیونیس فرام اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ اینڈ آئی ریٹرن دیئر سلام از ویل اینڈ دے گیو سلام ٹو می So actually the benefactor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who benefits, then he benefits through Anbiya al-Islam, Awliya Allah, angels, and whatever he wills. So that is actually a brief answer. But the person who wants more, that they can actually then come individually or actually then read any book, which many of the great muhaddiseen, hadith scholars have written on this topic.
سلام علیکم سر سلام بھائی سلام
بھیجتے
ہیں آپ کو ان کے بھائی بیمار ہیں ان کے بھائی بیمار ہیں اللہ کا شفا ہے
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك